Yo, what's up everybody? My name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O, and welcome to episode number 26 of Grace in Space. It's been a while, and the time has been really... I've missed two episodes, actually three. Uploading three episodes over this period of time. The time gap has been really wanting. So anyway, I'm glad to be here today. I'm glad to be recording episode number 26. I think it felt like a break, which we didn't plan for. You know, when you get to, my goal is to get to 100 episodes, but 100 episodes, and this felt like that quarterly mark, that quarterly achievement, because now we are 25 episodes in, and having a little break couldn't break us, so... it was good. I think it came in time. I needed it as well. So I think it just turned out for good. And right now, as we record episode number 26 today, it's lovely. It's beautiful. It's amazing. So let me give you just a backstory, or let me just update you on the life, the beings and everything. So lately, it's been good. It's been amazing. It's what good and amazing don't describe a lot. So lately I refocused. I had a mindset set to go back to be able to record episodes on Saturday and Sunday, edit them by Sunday so that I can prepare them for Tuesday, Thursday, but apparently I've been failing to do that. This is the second week that I failed to, but I don't mind it a lot because the second week was the week it's like, how do I explain it now? Sorry. It's like if you are planning to do something, then you say you give yourself some grace period. So this coming week will be the third week, and I think I'll be most able to be able to record, edit, and then upload so that you can have all these episodes in time. Personally, I have been well. I have been having a great time mentally and physically and emotionally as well. We've had a great bunch of friends with us. We traveled, we went to outside town, then came back, went for a wedding in the rain. It was wonderful, by the way. In the season when there's rain, don't be worried about doing a wedding. It can turn out great. It will turn out great because it's your day anyway. Yeah, so that's what happened. We traveled, came back, and then as well over here we have our friends over, and our time over here is amazing. I'm learning a lot about parenting as well. I'm learning a lot as well about kids, little ones, and I thought I had so many stories, but apparently no, I have so many stories as well. Yeah, and I've been... Today, I was thinking about something. Today, I was thinking about how, at this time when we are in quarantine, or this time when coronavirus hit, and we recorded a first case in Kenya, then a couple of more cases, and then the president told us that schools were going to be closed and all the other commitments that we had before corona, that we had before COVID. I was just thinking about it today, and then I looked at how I've been trying to nail those routines that I had when COVID wasn't here, and now I'm realizing that I can't be the same person. I can't be nailing the same routines because this is a different season. I was just looking at the meetings I used to attend, which right now I'm missing, and even the school. Wow, I tell you, it's very, I don't know, my school thingy has been up and down, really. Because one time I feel like I'm ready, I'm set, I'm planned, I've read, I've bought a couple of books, I'm ready to take it down. And then the next few days, life checks on me and I'm like, oh no. Kwanzaa, this is what happens. So first day you're motivated, the second day you're a little motivated, the third day you skip school intentionally, actually the first day, you know. Yeah, so you do some revision, then you say for the next hour. This is what happened actually. So I bought new books, I started going through some units, actually one unit. The time that I was supposed to do the other unit, I watched a movie instead. Orange is the New Black. Yeah, it's a series. And the next day, I didn't bother to go back to school stuff. And yesterday, I was looking at, actually today in the morning, I was looking at our school's WhatsApp group for my course. And I realized that there were lessons to be held today. And I ignored them intentionally. Like, I don't know. I don't want to say it's hard, but I just want to say I have not been able to attend to the same commitments that I had pre-quarantine in the same way that I wanted. And also, I think I expect too much of myself, and when I don't nail it, I just end up giving up. Or I just lost track. I lost track. I lost track of everything. Of all the commitments that I had before. I've made new ones, yeah, but I've lost track. I've lost track of so many things. Even making a podcast, imagine I've struggled a couple of days. And right now, here we are. I was thinking about this. I'm yet to introduce this topic. I was thinking about this. How today I'm doing this episode about losing track. Oh, let me introduce the episode. So today's episode, what we are talking about is getting back on track. If you've ever lost track, like right now, me. Okay, I was thinking, just in a funny way or in an odd way or I don't know, in whatever way. I was just thinking today, thinking to myself, like God really wanted me to lose track of this podcast making so that when I talk about it, I talk about it from experience or what? I don't know. Yeah, cause I've been really trying to get back on track and I have failed because this was supposed to happen on Tuesday, but it didn't happen on Tuesday, but instead it's now happening on Thursday. So I was like, you really had to put me through all this. Or I really had to put myself through all this. So I lost track. I lost track. And today, even when I'm recording this podcast, I just wanted to record it so that it can help. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it helps me to get back on step, to get back on track, to get back in doing things that I'm supposed to be doing, you know? Yeah. So today what we are talking about is losing track. And no, not losing track, but getting back on track. Have you ever been in a place where you've lost track, just like I have talked about all this while? And especially when seasons change, like what happened when COVID hit, we all lost, no, not we all. I lost a couple of, I lost track of the things that I was supposed to do because it was a new normal. Things changed. I was supposed to do things differently. So the things that I used to do previously, I lost track of them. And what's funny is I've been pressuring myself to get back to those old ways. And right now, the season that we are living in isn't anything close to what we used to live in back then. There's no way I can get back to the same level that I used to pre-quarantine. Maybe better, of course, but doing it differently, you know? Yeah. So I know if you probably have met or you probably have encountered a time where you've lost track of either what you were doing, either what you were aiming for, or what you know, yeah. One or two ways, one or three ways, there could be a way that you lost track in something. And getting back on track isn't the easiest thing. It's hard. And let me talk a little bit about losing track. I had this article. Lately, I told you I prepare. So even while I was preparing, I really had a hard time preparing for this one. Not because I didn't have the materials or the resources, but because I didn't have the motivation to do so. So all that I did was just skim through this, but I think I got one or two or three things over here. So I'll read this story. This I'll share with you this article. It's in the website is lifehack.org. So it says, once it's talking about control, okay? So Here's an example. Okay, it talks about when you lose track, it's on not only one thing, but it creates like a domino effect. If you don't, domino effect is, have you ever placed, I know what you know. Do this, go Google. You'll find out what a domino effect is. There was a time I didn't know what a domino effect is. It's like when you place things in a line, a level one thing falls over, then knocks the other, then that other knocks the other until the end. That's like a domino effect. That's a domino effect, actually. So, what happens as well, when we lose track, it's a similar event occurs. Let me read to you the story in this website. I'll leave a link. Take, for example, Tom. Tom is an example of a domino effect. Tom has a great job and goes to the gym regularly. He eats fairly balanced meals, and although he isn't strict on his diet, he is consciously aware of what goes into his body. He has a loving wife at home and also picked up photography as a hobby outside his work because his hobby makes him happy, you know? Now, Tommy recently got thrown a project at work and it has been stressing him out. He's been taking his lunches at his desk and it's usually whatever it's on the go. He tuned himself out of the social circles, rescheduled his anniversary dinner with his wife. Ooh, boy, you don't want to be doing that. And stopped going to the gym altogether. He tells himself, I'll make up for all this when this is done, when the project is done. And continues to focus solely on the project at hand. Months later, Tom has completed his project and is given a well-deserved accolade for his hard work. Although Tom feels accomplished, he feels disconnect. He feels the disconnect. His social circles have planned a gathering without him. He's packed on several pounds from neglecting his diet at gym. Sorry. And although he makes up the anniversary dinner with his wife, she doesn't seem genuinely interested anymore. Due to the domino effect of things happening, he doesn't even feel motivated to pick up his camera. So, let me just read a little bit. So, the moral of this story is that things usually feel out of control when we begin to brush, neglect, or ignore the things and people who matter to us, even if it's temporary. It's also about understanding that once you let one thing slide, it'll become easier letting other things go, which will turn into a domino of things that will cause us to feel off balance. Okay. Let me read it properly so that you can get it, you know. I don't want you to lose this bit. So it says, it's also about understanding that once you let one thing slide, it also becomes easier letting other things go, which will turn into a domino effect of things that will cause us to feel off balance. Losing track, I think, is goes hand in hand with losing the balance, losing the control of what you have. And how many times during the day do you feel like you've lost control over the things that you had planned to do because one thing happened, the other thing happened? I remember during this time when we were talking about time management, I talked about acting and reacting. If you plan your time, most of the time you'll be acting according to your plan. But if you don't plan your time, most of the time you'll be reacting to the situations which come along. And when you're reacting to stuff which come to you, more often than not, you'll find that you've lost control of the things that you intended to do or to have them complete. A good example is even at home, if you had decided to maybe at the end of the day make sure the house is tidy, neat, clean, and everything. And then in the middle of the day, a friend calls you and tells you, "Hi, can you come over? I need this, and this done." So you jump, you react to that. You get back to the house, someone else, or you feel hungry, so you go grab some food and stuff. So you find that your time is more on the reacting basis. Your time isn't spent on the acting part where now you planned that you're going to clean the house before you do anything else. So at the end of the day, you find out that you haven't done the cleaning which you intended to do, and right now all that you'll be doing is reacting and feeling that you've lost balance or you've lost track or you've lost control. And one funny thing is that we all have the same amount of time. So whether whether you use it wisely or not depends on you. One thing that my sister told me is this: if you lose an hour in the morning, that hour goes through your day. Like every other thing that you're going to attend will be an hour late. It's that domino effect, is it? No, I don't know. But that thing will ripple through your day, honestly. And I think I've seen this. If you set your heart and mind to wake up at 5, then you wake up at 6. So all the things that you had planned to do for that 5 to 6 a.m. will happen in the 6 to 7. The things that will happen in the 6 to 7 will happen into 7 and 8. So you find that there's a ripple effect even until the time when you're going to bed. You'll find that you'll sleep an hour late than you planned. It's like a ripple effect. And that's where we find now that we have lost track of the things that we were supposed to do because we haven't been diligent. And it all ties in back to productivity and all those stuff that we've always mentioned, we've always talked about. And I don't think I want to go back there, because I know that you very well know all that stuff. If you haven't listened to any one of this, please go back to the previous episodes. Then you're going to find all this packed up nicely for you, wrapped in a wrapped up in a gift and in a bow, and then, you know, placed. Yeah, so please go check back on those previous episodes. So my main concern over here today is getting back on track, because we've mentioned directly or indirectly how people end up being off track, or how you feel when you're off track, the feeling of losing control, the feeling of overwhelming pressure, the feeling of exhaustion as well, the feeling of busyness, but the busyness doesn't mean productivity, because at the end of the day you could just be busy and doing nothing. Yeah, and as well, you know, being in that place where you've lost track. Oh, and the other thing as well is, what does losing track really produce? When you lose track, you don't achieve your goals. You end up living life chasing it instead of leading your life, you know? Yeah. So I think I know for certain that we've mentioned all these things, though indirectly, in other episodes. So if you want to get the meat of all this, of how you feel, of how these things occur, of how, you know, all these challenges come about, please go back to the previous episodes. I'm sure you'll find something there for you. Any one of the episodes that you're going to click on will be really helpful to you. Or please finish this episode first and you can go back later and enjoy all those episodes, you know? Yes, yes, yes. So let's get to the point of getting back on track. I talked about today when I was now trying to record for this record for this podcast, I felt demotivated. I didn't feel the psych, I didn't feel everything. You know that this is probably how you're feeling right now, as you are trying to get back on track, trying to get your things in order, trying to get your house in order. And I'll borrow from this website that says, get back on track, 7 strategies to help you bounce back after slipping up, you know? Yeah, after letting it go. So one of the things they really mention, or they put a big push on, is scheduling, planning. And not only the tasks, but also the habits. You know, the habits, the behaviors, like schedule everything. It will help you feel you're more in control. It will help you feel, let me give an example. If you schedule it that every other day you're going to read before bed, the first few days might be hard, but after a couple of days later, it will be easy for you. And you know what will happen? Your mind will register that after reading a book, the next thing that will happen is it will shut down, ease off, and then let you to sleep. You know, something like that. So when you schedule your habits, you find it easier to do all the other tasks that are at hand. I talked about sleeping only, but it could be other things as well. Like an example as well could be the breakfast in the morning. You could schedule it. Your habit could be fasting in the morning. Before I sit down, I get a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and then I go have a sit. So you will form these behaviors that once you grab a cup of coffee, you won't be checking on your phone for the new notification. No, like it'll be a new habit that once you grab this, the next place you're heading to is this place. Is you're going to your desk or something like that, or during the day or whatever, or when you finish reading your emails, the next thing that you're going to do is this. So when you have this tiny, tiny small habits, they really build up to a bigger giant thing that will help you be focused, be on track, feel like you are in control. Because one thing that I'm very certain of, or one thing, when you have quote unquote muscle memory, things flow smoother. You move from this point to this point to this point. By the end of the day, you'll just be checking every other box in your diary, in your calendar, in your whatever you planned. So I think it's easier. It's easier not only schedule the time and the tasks that you're about to complete, but also create schedule habits. It's like creating habits. Schedule them. Like before I do this first. Or the perfect example is that one of the bed, or in the morning when you wake up. Or yeah, like for when you wake up, you could schedule that. When you wake up, maybe you take water, then jog, then come back. Freshen up, take a shower, get ready for the day. Like when you have those habits scheduled already, it's easier for you. Like your body will just flow in the pattern, and you'll find yourself being a lot more psyched up for the day and for all the activities, and you'll feel more on track than if you woke up and started wondering what you were to do next, you know, something like that. Like when you have a good schedule, it helps you keep running. And by the way, if you have more ideas about all these schedules and everything, please, please don't share them. I mean, don't keep them to yourself. Share them. Yeah. And as well, I told you I'm borrowing a lot of this from this link over here. I'll share it in the show notes or in the link in the descriptions below. Oh, yeah, like yes. What am I even saying? Yes, I'll share it for you. The other thing is, stick to your schedule. You see, the first thing we've made is a schedule of events, of habits, of things that you do to do. Not only the tasks that you're to complete, but the habits that we are building. So it will not be profitable to you to just make that and not follow it. It will be more damage if you made it and never followed it. Because at the end of the day, what you'll be doing is regretting everything that you missed to do. At the end of the day, you'll have more fear, for more anxiety, more pressure, because you feel like there are some certain things that I was supposed to do, but I never managed to do. So to avoid all this pressure, anxiety, and everything that comes in this package, I'll kindly request you to please stick on to your schedule. Stick to that schedule that you made, even in the teeniest bits, like after you close your book, close your eyes. Please do that. Don't grab your phone, don't open an email, don't reply to a text. Don't, if that's what you've decided, don't do anything else, even in the teeniest ways, because it will pay up a lot more if you look at it from the bigger picture perspective. Yeah. One of the other things that can really help you to be on track is if you have an accountability partner or someone who will ask you, if you have like a friend, a colleague, someone who challenges you to the task that you're to complete, or someone who's not only keeping you accountable but also expecting something from you. You know, like an example, if two of you are doing a task, and maybe you are to do it until a certain level, then the other person will complete it. When you have that, you know, there's someone always accountable or checking you're not checking or expecting something from you. You'll always be doing something. And like when you have no accountability, when you have nothing or nothing someone is expecting from you, or when you're not looking towards a result or towards a goal, when you don't have all those, or when you don't, especially someone checking on you, it's easy to lose track. Because if you're trying to check on yourself, most of the times your willpower will fail you. So get an accountability partner if it's possible, or at least have someone expect something from you. Like an example, if you promise someone, hey, tomorrow I'll make sure I'll get you this, this, and this, you know they're expecting something. So you have to do something. You have to deliver. You have to make sure you hit your goals. So when you have that, it really helps you to be on check, to be on track, when you know there's an expectation of you. Yeah, when there's an expectation. Yeah, when there's an expectation. The other thing as well is focus on what you can work with. Focus on what you can work with. Most of the time, we spend a lot of time focusing on those things that we don't have. An example is, maybe I would have been here if I took an Uber. Maybe I would have been there earlier if I took an Uber instead of a matatu. Or maybe I would have been this place if I had this. You find that when you start thinking in this kind of pattern, all these things will start piling up, and more often than not, you'll find that these things will lead to you feeling pressured, you losing track. So instead of focusing on the things that you don't have, focus on the things that you have. An example, now let's go to the Uber story. I know I didn't take an Uber, but I think this bus will do pretty okay. Then when I alight, I think I can take a motorbike, it'll be pretty fast. Something like that. Which you can save up on time. You could be like, I'll take a motorbike, which will help me save on time and everything, and cash as well. So more often we find ourselves focusing on the things that we don't have more than the things that are made available to us. So instead of complaining of low internet speeds, download things in small bits. Download smaller files. Or do it overnight and then come collect it in the morning. Find a way to work with what you have. It will help you to feel less pressure, less overwhelmed, less uncomfortable, you know, all those things. You don't want to be riding on an Uber when you don't have cash. Yeah, so focus on what you can work with. And the other thing as well, on focusing on what you can work with, I think it's very important not to overwork yourself in something. If you feel tired or pressure, when you feel tired, please take a rest. When your body feels like it's hard enough, just take a break. Take a break. Take a break. Take a break. Please take a break. Breathe. Your body is all that you have. Like, if you're exhausted, then what else are you going to give? Take a break. Breathe. You'll always feel that point where you're like, this is the maximum. Breathe. Please. Breathe. Breathe. And talking about breathing, if your environment isn't a good place for success, you're going to be breathing bad air. Please design a good environment. Another thing to help you like get back on track. Get a good environment where you're working. If your environment is clean or tidy, your mind is more alert. You find yourself completing more tasks. Unlike when I really hate when I go or when I have this time where everything is out on the floor. I normally feel like this. I feel like my mind is just the exact picture the floor is. So unless I arrange where I'm working with, I always feel like the picture that I have in front of me is the picture of how my mind is. If I have whatever I'm working with, all scattered, all everything everywhere, it normally feels like that's what I have in my mind. So when I have a clear clean space. I feel like that's how my mind is, and I feel more peaceful. I feel like I can achieve more. I feel like I can do a lot more when I have that kind of environment. So you could find out that the reason you're not performing as much, or the reason you're losing track, is because the environment where you're working at feels so congested that your mind can't process a lot of things. Please tidy up that place. Please make sure it's tidy, make sure it's looking good. Another thing, if you have the option of switching up environments, please do so. If you've been working, let's say, in this, let's take an example of quarantine. If you've been working in this particular room at your house, and you have other rooms to work in as well, like you have other rooms where you can go sit down and do your thing, please switch up. That can really help you to break the monotony, or take a walk, come back, switch up the environment. Yeah, you'll be amazed at what switching up can really do to you. Yeah, you can be amazed. Yeah, it's amazing. I know. Yeah, and also care about yourself, you know. It may sound so simple, but when you know that you're putting your best out there, when you know that you are really trying, when you know that you have given it all, don't push yourself too hard. It's like the same thing that I was telling you. Take a rest. Take good care of yourself. If you enjoy doing something, like an example, I find it easy to clean dishes when I'm listening to music. So for me to enjoy cleaning dishes, I normally listen to music. Does that tie in over here? Yeah, I think it does. Like, care for yourself. If you find that there's something that you can't do, please don't force yourself to do it. Or do it at the right amount, with the right amount of time. Do it with the right amount of energy. Don't stretch yourself too far. Because one thing that will happen when you're exhausted is it's so easy to lose track. It's very easy to lose track. It's very, very easy. Caring for yourself includes watching your diet. Caring for yourself includes making sure you are healthy. Exercise. Caring for yourself includes reading, building up your mind. Caring for yourself includes going to those social functions, getting to know people. Caring for yourself includes all those things that make you feel good, feel nice. Includes going out for the drives, like do something. If you really love, like this guy Tom, the guy we read it at the beginning, how he loved his hobby, photography. Go take those nice pictures. Go out there. Care for yourself. Yeah, these are bonus ones which can really help you to get on track. Do a life audit. Check on yourself. How are you performing? What area do you think that you've lost track in before it grows or goes into a dynamo effect? Is it a dynamo effect? Yeah, I think that's what you're talking about. Yeah, so domino effect, not dynamo. Dynamo is a magician. Yeah, do a life audit before it gets to the domino effect. This whatever I'm going to mention after this are just extras that can help you get on track. Do a life audit. It'll help you to know at what area are you sleeping at what area can you improve, what can you change, what habit can you build to like switch up or change one thing about you. And also it'll help you like regain your confidence. And confidence is I know it's not easy to be like confident in every situation, but showing up is just more than get like showing up really means a lot. So if you can be able like to nail it, just showing up, it can really help in showing up for the task that you scheduled yourself for, you know, for everything. Oh, there's one thing they mentioned, very interesting one. It talks about brain dump. So let me read you this. It says, on average, we have from 50,000 thoughts to 70,000 thoughts per day. Although it's impossible to keep track of every single thought that crosses our mind, there's still an uncontrollable list that flows into our consciousness. Some of these thoughts spark inspiration or excitement, while others may trigger stress or feelings of being overwhelmed. Eventually, a long list of things begin to appear, including things to do, daily chores, errands, people to see, projects, ideas, etc. Brain dumping helps declutter the mind and is a chance to bring all these ideas and thoughts onto paper. By relieving some of that space, now we have room to focus. Next time you're feeling overwhelmed or feeling that things are spinning out of control, take 15 to 20 minutes of brain dumping. This exercise isn't supposed to have a structure, but instead do it free flowing and write everything that comes to mind. Afterward, you can begin shuffling through your notes and prioritize them into different categories. This is like an interesting thing. Whenever you feel overwhelmed and you feel like you're feeling really the pressure, it can really help you to write down whatever thought comes to mind. I have done this and I can assure you it really helps. It really works. Write it down, it'll help you process, it'll help you to know what are the key things that are supposed to be done. You could find out that the key things that are supposed to be done could be actually two or only one thing. But the way your mind is processing it feels like there are 10 things that you are supposed to be done. Oh wow. Can I tell you something funny? Because now you've listened to this podcast this far. So yesterday I had a dream, and in this dream I was peddling drugs, and then I was caught. And then I was wondering, this is what was happening. Peddling drugs in this way. I was just a middleman deli ah, sorry. I was just the man who was delivering them, and it was bang. So I don't know how I got to dreaming about this, but I think it's because I was watching this song by The Smoke. So in this dream I was delivering, I was the delivery guy. So if someone bought drugs, I was like the middleman in between. The middleman is the one who handles cash. No, I was the delivery guy because they handle cash. I was just delivering it. So what happened is, oh, I got caught. I was in a school setup, so I got caught while I was delivering this. Then I was wondering how I was going to tell, how I was going to explain to the person who caught me that I'm just a delivery person without now smoking, or without not smoking, like without having to tell on or snitching on the real people who do drugs, because I don't do drugs. So it was just a dilemma. What do you think? If you were in my case, what would you have done? No, that's the dream I had. I was caught, and now how do I explain that I don't use these drugs, but I was taking these drugs somewhere. Someone sent me with these drugs that are not mine. How would I explain that without exposing the real people who are the drug dealers, and I could get killed? Think about that. Oh, it's part of brain dumping. Yeah, I think it's just it's more or less everything that we've talked about assessing your time, organizing the little things, your environment. Don't be too hard on yourself. Please make sure you self-care, make sure you're well fed, you have exercised, you have things in order. So I'll just do a repeat so that you can like have a glimpse, a grasp of everything that we've talked about. So one thing that we've talked about is scheduling your habits, scheduling especially your habits, not only the tasks but also your habits. The other thing we've talked about is sticking to your schedule. Make sure you stick to your schedule. The other thing is have accountability, have someone expecting something of you, you know? Yeah, and the fourth thing we talked about is focus on what you can work with. What do you have at hand? Don't focus on the things that you don't. And the other thing that we've also talked about is design your environment for success. Like, have a really nice kind of environment for you to work in, a really nice environment for you to thrive in, and also care about yourself. Make sure you take good care of yourself. Make sure you are very keen about the things that you like, the things that you don't like, the things that are very beneficial to you, and all that good stuff, you know? Yeah, and this will help you get back on track. And if you have more things that we have missed to talk about on this podcast episode, please make a mention. And please pray for me. I am really expecting an iPhone. This is wait, our podcast is over. No, it's not over. Our podcast isn't going. But the topic about getting back on track is coming to a close now. So I really pray, and I'm really hoping that if you've lost track, or you just lost track in one thing and you're trying to get back on track, these things could be really helpful to you. And losing track is something that happens to most people, if not all people. It has happened to me. It probably has happened to you before. And it's a good spot for you to get back and even to rethink about your goals, rethink about everything that you intend and everything that you want. Yeah, and at the end of the day, at the end of everything that is said and done, I know you'll be not only achieving work-wise, not only achieving at getting things done, but also achieving personally that you are satisfied with the person that you are, with everything that you do, and with the people that are around you. Yeah, 'cause those really matter. Yourself, the people around you, and what you do and what you love. Yes. So that's it for today. Thank you so very much for tuning in. My name is Kevin, KIPNGNO. And before I leave, let me just give you 411. Oh, tell me, if you are in the dilemma in my dream, what would you have done? What would you have done? Huh? Ungefanya nini? What would you have done? And also, if you find me very mellow today, please pardon me. I am trying to get back on track as well. Probably very soon I'll be more excited than this. But if you found that this was good enough, you tell me as well. We'll keep it at this way, you know? Yes. Also, one more thing is that please pray for me. I'm expecting an iPhone 12, and also a good microphone so that you don't be hearing the noise when I'm recording. So please pray for me concerning this, and I know that you are really good, great, wonderful people. So where I'm expecting my iPhone from, I'm expecting it from this giveaway by Arun or Mr. Who's the Boss, and I have prayed for it, and I know that I will receive it. And when I do receive it, I'll make a mention and I'll shout it out. Then now, what will happen is we'll have a microphone and we'll have a good, really good, nice camera. So we'll be shooting shows as we are recording, and I think that will be really nice, really helpful, really great for all of us, you know? Yeah, I'm really, 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 very excited. So please pray for me concerning that. And other than that, I don't have any other 411s. I am doing great. Pray for me about my schooling as well. And I know everything will be all right. And as I'm recording this, Manchester is playing, by the way. And they've been scored a goal. What's up with Manchester? And I lost a jersey. I don't know if I've lost. By now I'll find it. Anyway, I think it's time to end the podcast right here. Have a lovely time. My name is Kevin, KIPNGNO, and I love you all. Peace. Bye.